I don't know what's happening. Yeah, but now it's better. So good morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. This is the show, Roy and Friends. Right now the time is 9:08, and we're here at the air conditioned studio, in the black air conditioned studio. Yeah, it's our blogger and South Africa's best movie critic, Peter Feldman. How are you doing, Peter?
I'm doing fine.
Oh, sorry. I didn't...
Are we on?
Yeah, are we on now? Yeah,
are we on?
Yeah.
Great. Now I can hear myself talk.
yeah,
it's good. You know, I'm just a bit tired. You got back late last night. I went to see Rocket Man.
And how was it?
Preview. It was an interesting film, which we'll discuss next week when it opens.
All right. Yeah, yeah.
It's, you know, Elton John's story. He's drugs. Yeah. He's sex. He's whatever. And it was...
Was he doing drugs? I'm joking.
Oh, plenty of
it. Yeah. Did you discuss his toupee?
It was just an interesting way that Dexter Fletcher, the director, had seen it. You know,
it
was a mix between a musical and a biopic, and you know, to me, it didn't quite work. Okay, we'll talk about it in more depth.
You know, the only thing I remember about I love this music. Don't get me wrong,
his
I really did.
Great.
I think it's one. I mean, he really can compose music. He can write songs better than a lot of people. And obviously, I mean, he made this. I mean, a huge career out of that. And
you know, I met him too. I interviewed him twice. Him and Bernie Taupin. They came out when he performed at Sun City, you know.
Yeah.
In the '80s. He came out when Rod Stewart was there. He came out as a surprise guest.
Yeah.
And we interviewed him just before he went on stage, and then he came out with his own show. And it was out in the rain, and he wasn't happy.
Now apparently what happened is he was playing I mean, I wasn't there, but somebody told me. I actually tried to get tickets. Someone told me about the tickets to Sun City, where Elton John was performing, and he said that the wind took off his toupee, and he got so upset, and he ran out of stage, and then he came back to stage with his toupee on, and again the wind took off, and that's it. He canceled the concert.
It was a storm. It was in the middle of a storm. They had it outside in front of the palace. they had like a stadium they had there, and he performed, and these little mickeys, you know, these little hookers that fly around of the rain came around. And every time he opened his mouth, he was being bombarded.
Yeah.
This is a true story. We were there, I must tell you, and they had to cancel the concert midway through. They stopped it, and the rain started coming down.
Brent, look, I can tell many things, but I think he's cooked. I really think he's cooked.
90 degrees?
No, not because of the 90 degrees. I think he's just cooked. Without the 90 degrees, just cooked. What do you think?
He's had a terrible life. His parents weren't that loving, and he had issues with his father, and it all reflected on his life later on. He's very happy now. He's married to another guy, and they've got children.
Children?
Yes, they adopted some children, and
all right.
He's very happy now. He donates to charity, and he's a worthwhile member of society. He's a multi-millionaire. And he's found out in life what he wants, and he's done it.
061-895-1019. If there's anything you want us to discuss, if there's anything you want us to play for you, maybe, if there's anything, just let us know. 061-895-1019. Our SMS 34519. We got Moshe Starograd.
Hoot, and yay.
And Jay. Very good. So Moshe was saying that he loves, what's the name? The ugly one?
Meryl Streep.
Here you go. So you said you love her. I'm a little bit how do you say, a Rambo supporter. the last movie I watched of Meryl Streep was, I think, Out of Africa. I wanted to cut my veins. It was so horrible. So many people say, so I don't trust those people. And let me tell you, Peter included. I don't trust those people that tell you all the stuff about all those movie critics. At the end of the day, when you go to a movie, when I go to a movie, I want to be entertained. I want to be entertained to a point that I forget for 2 hours where I am. Where I don't need Woody Allen to understand this humor. For me, a humor that I need to understand, I don't want to hear. I want a humor that's in your face, that it's funny. What is wrong with funny? People has to be funny. To be a humorist, you must be funny. I didn't see anything funny about Woody Allen except the way he looks. That's it. That's the only funny thing about him for me. And I think he's a horrible person. He's a cradle snatcher and he's a terrible person. So you know what? You can keep Woody Allen.
Can I tell you a funny story?
And the Meryl Streep. Yeah.
Can I tell you a funny story?
Yeah.
I was on holiday in Mauritius. Mm. And we were on a bus tour.
Yeah.
And I used to wear red glasses, red framed
glasses,
many years ago.
Oh, baby. All right.
And I was sitting on the bus and there were two people from overseas and they kept pointing at me and pointing at me. And eventually I managed to find out why. They were looking at me all the time. And, it turned out they thought, I looked a lot like Woody Allen. And I said,
no, you're not that horrible looking, man. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay,
and it was quite a joke. I looked like Woody Allen. And, I've never been known as looking like Woody Allen, but it just happened that maybe my hair and my glasses, I don't know.
Yeah.
But it was funny. But I disagree with you on occasion with Woody Allen. It's very intellectual. He gets into one's head, and you got to understand Woody Allen's approach and where he comes from. Ignore his background and who he is.
No, I don't. I never looked at who he is. This is over and above what I think about him.
Have you never found one film that he's funny in, Roy? Have you never
not
his
really.
Early stuff?
Nah, not even his early stuff. For me, it's complicated funny. It's not funny. It's not something you have to be entertained. You go in, you have to think in a movie. Why do you have to think in a movie? If I go to a movie, I want to be entertained. I want you to tickle me, guys. Just come, tickle me. Give me something which is amazing. I don't know if it's amazing, a production which is beautiful and all bombs and whatever. That's nice. When you invest a lot of money in production like they've done in, I don't know, in a lot of movies lately, that makes you, you know, like in James Bond movies.
Bond.
I mean, James Bond movies are,
It's nothing, but it's a fantasy.
But it's amazing. It will keep you sitting for 2 hours with non-stop action, or the other one, non-stop funny, or non-stop. You know, that's
talking about James Bond. You know, the new James Bond movie is supposed to be in production.
All right.
And Daniel Craig hurt his ankle. Seriously.
Okay.
So they've had to stop production. He was running or some, I'm not sure the full story. And he had to be hospitalized and x-ray and everything.
Man.
So the whole production had to stop. You know how much it's costing them every day?
I'm sure a lot of money.
Do you think they're taking it off his salary?
I doubt.
Insurance gone.
They got insurance.
No, what I'm trying to say, you know, to all those so-called intellectual, Sunshine is here sitting.
Yes.
All the so-called intellectual that sitting and say, no, I like movies that are horrible, but I have to understand them. Ah, come on, man.
It's
at the end
horrible.
Of the day, you sit at home,
no,
you want to watch movies.
Roy, it's not horrible. When you walk into a cinema and you sit over there for 2 hours or 2.5 hours.
And it's a torture.
They
want to cut your veins
off. You want to find out what the director tried to tell you. Otherwise, what for you going there? For nothing.
Why for nothing?
You know, let me tell you. Depends who you cater for. Take a restaurant. You can go to a Shabin, you get food, and you go to a high-class restaurant, upmarket. It's also food. Depends who you cater for.
Hold on a second. You just canceled a lot of people. A lot of people, there's a very, very clever people that sitting and watching what you call the low-class movies. They're not low-class. If you got good actors, if you got big production.
It's only commercial. You see,
that's what you want. You want a commercial
but
movie.
Hold that. Yeah. If you go to the Cinema Nouveau.
Oh, Mamma Mia.
But Peter is over here. He'll tell you. It's a connoisseur.
Yeah. Same as the ballet. Ballet is a very, very connoisseur thing. And you know what? I'll tell you about the ballet. If the ballet is such a big thing, why the whole ballet system is like for a week every 5 years? I mean, you got a ballet.
Do you not like ballet? Do you ever watch ballet? Have you ever been?
My wife took me once to a ballet, I must say. I didn't really fall asleep. I went outside and I had popcorn and I was talking to the guys and I came back and she was shouting at me, Why you leave me alone? So why are you alone? She says, this guy's snoring next to me. This guy's sleeping next to me. And the other.
And you're not there.
I'm not there. What do you want? They're sleeping all. I want to sleep. It was only 7 o'clock in the evening.
Did you ever wonder why they dance on points on their toes?
No idea.
Maybe they should.
They want to be taller.
They should get taller
girls.
Woman.
Yeah, 100%. And another thing. She trolls, He throws it. He doesn't want her. The other one doesn't want her. What the hell do you want for me? Why do you want me to come? And you know what? Many people, especially Jews and especially the Moshe kind, they always come and say, oh, you know what? There's no ballet in this. There's no culture. There's no ballet. Do me a bloody favor.
Ballet is like a pantomime, you know, you exactly. must understand also. You
yeah,
must,
you have to understand. Yeah, why do I have to understand?
Like opera, the same thing.
Yeah, I was just going
to
say.
Not really, to be honest with you, I don't really.
When they scream and shout,
yeah, I don't. You know, when you see a fat lady sitting there, nothing, she looks like nothing. She, how do you call it, when you put too much makeup on it, she looks like a,
overdressed, overdressed,
over this, overweight, over whatever. And now she, you know who was performing with, amazingly actually.
Yes.
With the opera singer was Freddie Mercury.
Yes.
And he was singing nicer
Barcelona.
Than that. Yeah, Barcelona.
Barcelona.
Yeah, we actually.
But then you're biased, right? Because you're a Freddie Mercury fan. You were.
Yeah, I am. Are. But I am.
And you enjoyed the movie.
I enjoyed the movie. I was on one of his concerts. So there's some really, you can't forget, you know, being on a concert, a Queen concert. Anyway, guys, I've got something very, very happy for this morning. So I really want you to.
This is The Hustle with Roy Peretz.
Today's the 22nd day of May. So, you know, got some birthdays today. So first of all, you know what we've got? We've got Naomi Campbell. You know, you remember Naomi Campbell?
Naomi, of course.
Naomi. You know, she's 49. You know, I remember when she was hot. And we're back. And we did argue a lot in the studio. Let me tell you, we argued quite a bit in the studio. And Moshe says he's clever. Okay.
I didn't say so.
Yo, you think so?
No.
Okay, anyway, you know what we get? This weekend we have one of the biggest weekends for any Liverpool and Spurs supporter.
Any Liverpool fan.
And Spurs supporter. We're going to have on this, so anyway, many people come to my house. Even Spurs supporters will be in my house, believe it or not. Sunshine here.
Sunshine's coming.
Will be in my house. So we're going to have quite a few Liverpool and quite a few, I think Roland as well is a Spurs supporter. So we're going to
have. Who is this?
Another
guy. I'm from downstairs from you.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think it's coming as well. So okay. We're going to spend.
I think I'll bring my Liverpool scarf.
You can bring your scarf. You can bring your wife. You can, I don't mind.
I'll bring a wife and I'll bring a scarf. The trouble is that every time I wear my Liverpool scarf, and that was some years ago. Yeah. I've had it quite a few years. Liverpool used to lose, yes.
It's fine. This time is different. Well, you can bring a scarf.
No, no, I must tell you, and also you know, and I told Peter, on paper, Liverpool are much better. On paper.
On
paper, you know, it's only one game. It's not a league that you got. I can correct it.
Yeah.
It's one game. Or you do it, or you don't do it.
No, but at the end of the day, I think
I just hope it will be a nice game, and that's it, you know, and we'll enjoy it.
Yeah, 0618951019. Our SMS number 34519. Do you have something to read?
Roy, we've got something to read. We're also giving away 2 free tickets. Moby tickets to
another
a
two.
New metro.
Another,
yeah, another two. We
all
gave
right.
away 2 last night.
Oh,
and I thought we'll give another 2 this morning.
No, why not? So if New Metro is giving us, let's give it to our listeners. All right. What is the, also pay attention guys, because, and then just SMS us 0618951019 or SMS the number to 34519, although it will cost you 1.50 rand. And, Peter will call you afterwards. Don't forget, you cannot see a movie, in the first week
of release.
But other than this, you can see.
And the Moby tickets last for about 3 months. So please use it within those 3 months.
Yeah.
You can see it in a VIP or a 2D or 3D movie house, but not an Extreme or 40X. You can't book online, Roy. You know, people try to book online.
No, you can't. You have to go there and punch in a number and that's it.
Yeah, and they at the desk. You've
it's
got
very easy, guys.
And just tell them when you go there that you're High FM, Roy and Friends winner.
Yeah.
And everything should be fine. Last night I discussed 2 movies. One was not a great movie, really bad movie called Godzilla 2, King of the Monsters.
So, and now the questions will be, so guys, listen to what he has to say.
Quite a lot of well-known actors and actresses have performed in this movie. And I'd just like to know from you who these actors are. I'm going to give you their names and just SMS it. There's Millie Bobby Brown, who was in Stranger Things on Netflix. She's a young actress, and she's got a role here, which is not a great role. Everything's falling apart as these monsters come alive. Her mother's played by Vera Farmiga. She's been in a lot of movies. She's a very pretty woman. She was in the TV series Norman Bates. I mean, just the Bates Motel, in which is about a young Norman Bates. She played the mother. Then we got Kyle Chandler. And he was in Early Edition, the TV series, and he's been in quite a few movies. Then we got Charles Dance, who's a very well-known British actor. So if you could just SMS us one of these names, we'll see that. You can get one of the tickets to see a new Metro movie of your choice. I don't want to go into too many details about Godzilla 2 because last night I really...
battled.
Yeah. I really put it to bed, I must tell you. And that's the way it is. Not everybody agrees, as we spoke earlier on, about seeing movies.
Yeah.
I see a lot of movies. So I have some kind of benchmark, which I think is good and which I think is very bad.
I must say that you actually don't represent exactly the movie critics that you normally see in Hollywood. Because they will, like, all the good movies that I think they're good, they'll immediately cut them and say, no, it's too commercial, like Moshe, too commercial to this. And they'll always stick to the nouveau part of good movies to give them Oscars. But you actually, the movies you recommend normally, they're very good. They're actually very good.
Thank you. I look at my target market as well, because movies are obvious. For people, you know, you've got your Rambos, you've got your Leon Schusters.
Yeah.
You've got so many other movies that are targeted. The other movie I reviewed last night is called Brightburn. It's a kind of Superman film about a baby is in a rocket ship that lands on Earth. And this couple, they can't have babies, and they discover this baby and they adopt it. But it's not Superman.
This is an anti-hero.
This is a frightening child who destroys things, and that's all I'm prepared to say.
But is it a good movie?
It's well done.
Entertaining.
It's darkly entertaining. I found it different with a twist at the end.
You hate the character or you love the character?
No, the character is a little boy of 12, but he's not a nice person. And he's a monster. He's from another planet, but he looks human. It's a human baby. They don't go into...
Moshe looks human too. I mean, he really does. He walks on two. He talks a little bit with a Yiddish accent, but he looks, he walks on two. And let people know that you're not really human. It's this, you support the Spurs.
Sorry, the only problem I had with that movie was that it doesn't go into any detail about where the child came from, what anything about the child. It was just... the action, and that is quite gory and graphic. Those were the two movies opening. Please SMS us and give us the names.
So 061-895-1019. Our SMS is 34519, but of course you're rent 50. So just SMS us quickly, and you're going to have your tickets.
I also want to read something here.
Please, go for it.
In these challenging times, many people are under pressure, and for some it can all become too much. Who does one turn to? Chai FM will be starting a helpline later this year, and we are looking for compassionate, caring volunteers to train as call center counselors. If you have a background or an interest in counseling and you want to find out more, email helpline@chaifm.com. I'll repeat it. The email is helpline@chaifm.com. Chai FM 101.9 megahertz of serving the community.
101.9, guys. Chai FM, really, really,
They try harder.
Yeah, we try harder. We did try harder. I want you to, do you remember we discussed Freddie Mercury and his brilliance?
Barcelona!
So, he's the one, we got that right. One twice, yeah.
Well done.
Yeah.
Barcelona!
Guys, listen to that. And then tell me, do you like concerts? Mixture of voices, yeah. What an amazing Freddie Mercury. And what was her name? I think it was Mercedes something.
Yes.
What was her name? Do you remember? She was and everybody says she's got the best voice. I think he had much better voice.
But what was interesting in the movie, in the scene where they bring in the song, they'd been working on it like all night.
Yeah.
And they brought in it and... the record manager or the head of the studio, didn't think it would work and wasn't happy with it. He said it's far too long for a pop song and the mix of opera and the mix of pop. He didn't think it would work. And he was very reluctant to actually release this record. And it just shows you how people can be wrong and get things
100%.
Wrong.
I mean, how can you decide for me if I like it or not?
History is
this
littered
is the idea.
With bad decisions.
100%. 100%. I mean, and woman.
one of the most famous is the guy who rejected the Beatles.
Crazy, yeah?
Crazy. Decca Records, the head guy there, listened to him. He said, there are far too many guitar-driven bands. I don't think it's going to work. And they went to across the EMI. And
until today, they are the best.
They're still...
You know, there's no way that there are play a song of... of the Beatles, and people say to me, "Eh, horrible song."
There's an interesting movie coming out. I haven't seen it yet. I see one of our listeners has asked.
Yeah.
It's called Yesterday, and it's about a guy who has got the Beatles music in his head.
Yeah.
But he's in a reality where people have never heard of the Beatles. The Beatles don't exist. It was before the Beatles.
Crazy.
And no one in the world has ever heard of any of these songs. So he sits down and he starts writing all these Beatles songs. And everybody thinks it's fantastic. They think he's actually created them. As I said, I don't know. I haven't seen the movie. It's going to be screened soon. But it's an interesting concept, I think.
You're talking about parallel reality?
Yes. I mean, Hollywood have... Yeah. Regurgitating all these old classic movies and redoing them.
Yeah.
I don't see the point really.
Why? They don't have any new ideas.
They have no new ideas. I mean, if you take a classic that's a classic, like redoing Psycho or redoing Lady in Black or something like that, or some of the old, or Casablanca, I mean, it doesn't have the same resonance as you would in the original.
Because the time was there. I mean, you know, when they created Casablanca, the time was right for Casablanca. Today, you're going to watch another movie.
And who else are you going to have? I mean, you know, Humphrey Bogart.
No, you're going to have Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt was busy.
He was busy with not even Benoni.
Busy going to Benoni.
Funny enough, it was done in the Second World War.
Yes.
During the war. And that's why people related to it.
Oh.
And if you get online,
okay, the singer that was singing together with Freddie Mercury, according to one of our listeners, her name was Maria Callas.
No, it wasn't
Maria Callas.
Maybe it was Mercedes something. Wasn't it Mercedes?
No, Maria Callas.
I thought it's Victoria de Los Angeles, but also not. No, it was Mercedes something.
Yeah,
you're
Mercedes.
Right.
Maybe Sosa, possible. Or maybe I'm just mixing two names.
Maria Callas definitely not.
All right, great. So what I want to discuss a little bit today is what do you think about our new government?
Oh, I haven't seen the full.
Yeah,
I still didn't realize. Still don't understand why and from where side. Why did David Mabuza held himself and then eventually he became an MP? Why? For what reason?
Because there's allegations that he was involved in some illegal stuff over there, and just
but everybody's been involved in, yeah, okay.
I was going to talk about this, you know, 4 days ago I read in a paper that Zuma threatened that if the charges are not dropped, he's going to open his mouth and people will, heads will fall over here. So now if you read between the lines, there's already corruption in the government. Because he said, if you're not going to drop, I'm going to open my mouth. Now, a person sits in Hong Kong, or Los Angeles, or London, or New York, you got money to invest, say, listen, read the paper, say, listen, I'm not going to invest. Look what's happening. He already said that there are people in the government corrupt. So how can I invest money in the country?
You are so correct. And you know, more than that, it's not how you're going to invest money. Now, Ramaphosa came out with a very legitimate call. He said, guys, he was talking to the white population, funny enough. And he was saying, guys, why won't you invest, start employing people? And let me tell you, Mr. Ramaphosa, if you're not going to reduce or take those laws of
labor laws
away, that you can employ, but you cannot fire anybody. And who's going to employ? Who's going to employ?
You know why?
Yeah. You're going to tell me how much to pay him. You're going to tell me how much I must employ him. And then when I want to fire him, I can't fire him. You know what? If you want to make a strong economy with this very soft, very low rent right now, you can export so much and you can actually grow the country a lot. All you have to do is drop the labor laws, kill the unions, and let's go to war against everybody else.
Roy, you know, America was a great country, is a great country, because of three words. You are fired.
Yeah.
And that's why America was great. Now, they say, listen, but you cannot fire a person. Obviously, if you're doing a good job, why should I fire you?
No, 100%. 100%.
You know,
so it's very simple. I was an employee of 900 people in here before it started going crazy. And it was very simple. So you employ people, and wherever not good, you just fire them and get new ones, which are good. The good one stays, the bad one goes away. You don't have to pay money to people which don't do their job. That attitude, you cannot continue that attitude of being employed but not being, not working. I mean, this is, that doesn't work that way.
In this country,
yeah,
the moment a person, you hire somebody after 3 days becomes permanent,
yeah, that's
you can't regret it, you cannot get rid of him.
But
you know, it takes, you know, so much money to dispose, not get rid of him, to dispose of him, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, okay.
Freddie Mercury sang the song Bohemian Rhapsody with Montserrat Caballé.
Kabbalah?
Yeah, Kabbalah.
What?
I've just Googled it. It says, this week's installment is Bohemian Rhapsody. Iconic lead singer Freddie Mercury was a major lover of opera. Many know of his collaboration with Montserrat Caballé on Barcelona.
So here you go. Kabbalah, so the girl, okay. Yeah. No, it's not Kabbalah. It's actually, her name was Montserrat Caballé. So one of the same girl, someone that says it was another name. Now it's,
she was Montserrat a famous Spanish Caballé. Yeah, okay. Soprano. That's,
yeah, okay. Then she's right then. And somebody says there are no decent movies anymore because Harvey Weinstein has been banned from Hollywood. He always had original, exciting ideas. I love the way you think. But yeah.
Soon they'll make a movie on Harvey Weinstein. Yes. Yeah. And who are they going to get to?
But in the meantime, was he convicted or anything?
No, apparently he paid about 55 million.
He's paid millions and millions out to these women, and I think his case is still pending. I'm not sure. I read
so you know what?
The,
the one thing I do not like doing is what people do to destroy a person before
you know the facts.
Before you know the facts. Oh no, before he's been trialed.
Trial. Well,
before the trial, you know, you cannot call a person whatever he is, murderer, whatever. Like they call the Israeli prime minister, they call him a thief, they call him whatever. But from the other, they call him a thief, they call him
whatever
they call him. But from the other hand, no one has proven anything against him. Not just proven, no one has actually managed to get anything. And now they're sticking up on something called what did they say? He got a good report from magazine.
Technically,
he never got money from nothing. No money, was change hands, no nothing.
Technically, they say
positive report, yeah.
Roy, technically they say alleged.
Alleged.
Yeah, until they've gone to court and they found.
But they already, you know, we call it mishpatza de. How do you call it? Street court. We decided that's it. So if the media don't like you, they really nail you.
Kangaroo justice.
Kangaroo justice. Okay, now in Israel, kangaroo, it's no kangaroo court, justice, yes, but all right. There's no.
It's like in the townships when they used to find a thief for someone, and mob used to grab him and they used to destroy him. They used to kill him. Yeah. And this is called mob justice. And this is what is happening throughout South Africa when the courts don't do their jobs, or the people feel 100%. The courts don't do their jobs.
100%.
That's what happened to Stompie.
Stompie?
Yeah, he was involved in the Mandela. It was Winnie Mandela many years ago. There was
the football club had apparently they said that he was a traitor and they killed him. Winnie Mandela did it.
They said, really? Well, yeah, there's stories going
on.
Yeah,
but now you're talking about killing, and now I'm talking
about the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, there was no trial. They killed him because they say, yeah, he's.
He was an informer for the National
Security. He has been punished by the same. So I've got another SMS that says he's been punished by paying millions, but should not destroy his life and his career. All right. I mean, everybody is entitled to his own opinion. But in the meantime, why won't we just?
This is The Hustle with Roy Peretz.
And we're back for the last stretch of the show. I think it's, what are we?
Roy, could you say this is The Hustle without any hassle?
This is The Hustle.
Without any hassle.
Without any hassle. So, Dwight. What is it? Dwight, what?
No, we were talking about Elton John
off record.
Off air.
Off air.
And Roy asked me what his real name was. He was a little guy from Penner. His real name was Reg Dwight.
Reg Dwight.
Yes, they called him Reg.
From now on, his name in this studio will be Reg Dwight.
That's his real name. And then he adopted this new persona when he was told to become another person. And he saw Elton. He liked the name Elton. And then in the manager's office, he needed a surname. And he looked around and there was a picture on the wall of the Beatles. And suddenly the picture of John started glowing in his mind. And he looked at this picture and he said, Elton John. And that's where he got the name Elton John. That is the story.
So Dwight.
Reg Dwight.
Here you go. All right. So the, now we know another thing. You know what? My grandfather always used to say, you live and learn, then you die stupid. Every day you learn new things, then you die stupid.
But how much can you absorb and then how much can you regurgitate? I mean, you learned something 3 weeks ago and then suddenly saying, who played this and who was this? And you're starting
crazy,
to think,
yeah?
Does
crazy.
It depend on your age? The older you get, the more time it takes for you to recollect what's happened. I mean, you've got the short-term memory. You can remember what happened 45 years ago, which I do clearly. And then you remember, you, silly things happen like
a week
ago.
What you forget about for breakfast today. You know what I mean? You know yourself.
You know what? Actually, it reminds me, I didn't have breakfast.
So you didn't have breakfast?
No, I didn't. This morning, I didn't breakfast.
So what do you have for breakfast? What is your breakfast, Joy? What do you
I like eggs. So I have eggs. Yeah, eggs
not
for breakfast.
Too many eggs.
Not too many. I like actually three eggs in the morning.
Three eggs.
Yeah, I had three eggs in the morning.
Done over.
I do cholesterol.
I go
do you have
gym.
It fried? Do you have it
no.
boiled? Do you
I
have
like
it poached? Do you
poached.
Have it scrambled?
Poached.
Do you have it thrown against the wall?
No. So anyway, poached eggs, salad, and yeah, I can good start
know,
in the morning.
I know you like tuna. You have a lot of tuna and avo.
I like tuna. I like I like tuna.
You have your lunch.
I'm not crazy about tuna. It's actually. Yeah, tuna. But listen, let's talk about Ramaphosa. We don't have much time. Ramaphosa, what do you think? What do you think?
Well, hopefully, you know that he's trying to do something. And
do you think he's got the power to do?
A person must give him a chance. You see?
Do we have a chance? Do we have a choice? I mean, you say a person must give him a chance. We can give him a chance. I give him all the chances in the world, but.
What do you think of Patricia de Lille now?
Oh, yeah, she became a minister.
Yes, she's now in his cabinet. She caused problems with the DA. She's now got her own party called Good, and he's brought her in. It's going to be interesting to see how much she contributes to the whole Ramaphosa regime.
Let me tell you the way I see it right now. If we think that Ramaphosa is... Let's give him the benefit of doubt and say, you know what, Ramaphosa is a good guy. All right, and he's really want to do the right thing for South Africa. For my opinion, the ministers and whoever he's got in his own government is so rotten that he's not going to have it. I don't think he's going to have the power to overturn and start something new. Now, to overturn and start something new, to get foreign investments back, you have to destroy so many holy cows that they build. They, I'm saying, the ANC government built in the last 25
years.
Yeah, so I think
he's got a hard road to travel. It's a long road.
I don't know if he wants to.
He has to.
But I don't know if
he made
wants
all these
to.
Pledges. He made these promises.
He said a million houses as well. Please do me a favor.
Yeah, right.
We have to.
Craig's going mad in the studio. He's telling us to wind down.
Yeah. But we've still got plenty of time. Is it? Till what time?
You got 2 minutes.
2 minutes. That's it quickly, yeah. All right. So, guys, I just want to say goodbye, and I want to just wish Liverpool great success.
We can talk about it next week.
We'll talk about it next week. Hopefully, we're going to win. If not, it's good, too. We at least got there.
But the third final losing, it's not good news.
You know what? It doesn't matter. We got there, and it was a bloody exciting, I think it was exciting times. And
nice positive side, Roy.
Yeah.
We'll see the signings. It's open season now. So we'll see how many new people they bring in.
I don't
in.
Think they'll bring
not
in new.
Many.
No, as long as we keep the same stuff, Liverpool keeps the same stuff and not fire anybody, no one go, I think we'll do very well. So, just to say goodbye to you guys, I'm going to put something very special, I think. Let me put something very special so you guys don't say. I'm sure you remember that one. And in the meantime,
goodbye.
I'm going to let you go with Hotel California. Have a great Shabbos. And make sure that you'll be good to everybody. Be good. Good Shabbat to you guys and happy Liverpool times.
And drive safely. That's what's important.
This is Hotel California. That's goodbye from myself, Roy Peretz.
Peter Feldman.
Moshe
Starogard. Have a lovely time.